Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, NATO said its members were putting military forces on standby and sending additional ships and fighter jets to allied countries in Eastern Europe in response to rising fears of a potential Russian attack on Ukraine. Russia has deployed more than 106,000 troops close to its border with Ukraine in recent months, sparking fears of a fresh invasion of the country. "I welcome allies contributing additional forces to NATO," said Jens Stoltenberg, the alliance's secretary-general. "NATO will continue to take all necessary measures to protect and defend all allies, including by reinforcing the eastern part of the alliance," he said. Next, a jump in Unilever shares on Monday pushed its market value to £100 billion, after news that Nelson Peltz's activist hedge fund Trian Partners has built a stake in the FTSE 100 consumer goods group. The Financial Times reported at the weekend that the $8.5 billion New York-based hedge fund, which has previously demanded reforms at Procter & Gamble and Mondelez, had bought into Unilever, which was already under pressure after years of sales growth and share price underperformance. The size of the stake is not known. Investors reacted positively to the news when markets opened, sending shares in Unilever up 6% to £38.94. And now, Russian stocks and bonds took a further hit on Monday, while the ruble also sank, as investors reacted to warnings of a rising threat of military action against Ukraine. Moscow's MOEX stock index was down more than 7.5%, taking its losses so far this year to more than 16% following the partial withdrawals from their embassies in Ukraine by the US and UK. Russia's government debt also slumped, pushing yields to their highest level in 6 years, as the potential for swinging Western sanctions prompted investors to dump Russian assets. "All the weekend news is pretty bad," said Viktor Sobo, an emerging markets fund manager at Aberdeen Standard Investments. "No one wants to be left holding long positions in Russia, so everything is selling off today," he said. Next up, a record number of US initial public offerings last year allowed founders and early investors to sell shares before the end of a traditional 180-day waiting period. In 2021, 25% of IPOs, 91 in all, included early lockup period releases, according to Renaissance Capital. The data excluded stock up listings and cross listings from other exchanges. These totals were the highest for the period that Renaissance analyzed, which dates to 2011. In 2020, 9% or 17 companies had early lockup periods, according to the company. And finally, China has established a constant naval presence close to southern Japan and eastern Taiwan, in a marked expansion of Beijing's sea power that has focused attention on the area as a potential future battleground. For at least 6 months, the People's Liberation Army Navy has rotated destroyers and missile corvettes through the waters east and south of the southernmost tip of the Ryukyu chain, which Tokyo calls the Nancy Islands, according to officials from Taiwan, Japan, and the US. Beijing views the ability to operate freely in the waters as key to its naval strength. Military analysts see the Western Pacific as the main location for a potential clash between the US and China if Beijing attacked Taiwan. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.